the future of WBRU and BSR. We asked people for final reflections, concluding thoughts, and speculation about the future of radio at Brown. We also asked if they had any advice for future generations of producers. And there was no shortage of answers to this question.
Take out of it everything you can, because as far as I'm concerned, there is no place where you're going to get that kind of experience. No company you ever go to at your young ages is going to give you the authority to do the things that you guys do.
I made my living as a broadcaster. But so many things in American life have become influenced by money and commerce that if you're going into broadcasting, you have to do it with your eyes open, because in many ways, technologically, it's superior, but qualitatively, broadcasting may have gone backwards to some extent. And I think students have to be aware of that. They're either going to have to fight it or just accept it. And acceptance, well, that's a bit sad.
With the emergence of HD radio and podcasting and internet streaming, certainly radio is going to compete in the digital landscape. Its major issue, though, is remaining relevant to a certain audience and not just background noise. And I think for stations like us, having a new music brand, there's always going to be opportunities, but I just worry with other radio, if it doesn't stay localized, and with the emergence of HD, if it's just looked on as a way to make money, that it's going to lose its relevancy in the marketplace and that people are going to look toward other forms, whether it be satellite radio or iPods or even cell phones, which I think is the major, probably the biggest competitor of radio right now.
I've been listening to WBRU since before it was the awesome station that it is now. It's still good. It may rock in a different way, but it's still different than the mainstream. It's still alternative. The suits haven't taken over, and I would hope they never do.
When I was a disc jockey at BRU, it was almost like having an alter ego. Because I had this guy that I was on campus, which was just the student, just getting rejected by girls and having too much homework and, you know, all the same normal stupid stuff that everybody has. And then you have this alter ego where you're on the air talking to thousands and thousands of people every day. But almost none of them are, you know, your fellow students at Brown, because Brown students don't really listen to the radio. And you know, you were almost like the star among the general Rhode Island population. And then you were just kind of a, you know, regular guy among the fellow students.
These organizations are mission-driven, and it's hard enough when there's one organization with a mission with two bottom lines, and I can only imagine how hard it would be to then create a mega organization of some sort, but that doesn't mean that the two can't work together.
I can say quite honestly that the person I became, whether good, bad, or indifferent, was largely because of my experience at WBRU. It changed my life, and if you had asked me to come here at 4 o'clock in the morning, I would have turned up at 4 o'clock in the morning, simply because WBRU was so important to me, and I still, 60 years later, have the warmest feelings toward it.
WBRU FM now concludes another full day of broadcasting activity, operating at an assigned frequency of 95.5 megacycles, channel 238 on the FM band under the authorization of the Federal Communications Commission. WBRU is owned and operated by the Brown Broadcasting Service Incorporated, with studios and offices in Fonts House on the campus of Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. With an effective radiated power of 20,000 watts, our transmitter is located in the J. Walter Wilson Biology Laboratory on Brown Street. WBRU broadcasts daily from 7 a.m. until 1 a.m., providing full stereo music, news, sports, and public affairs programming for the Southern New England area. And now from the entire staff and management of WBRU, our very best wishes for a pleasant good night.